Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here. Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising our standards. We have a lot going on, but just want to get ready for 2017. Of course, you know, here we do Empowering Your Minds every Monday. I've been kind of incognito for the last week or so because of the Christmas holidays. I know that you're pushing as well to close out your new year, your old year strong, to enter into your new year even stronger. And that's what we want to do. We want to be positive. We want to be encouraging. We want to be inspiring. We want everyone to be successful. So today we're going to talk about represent a positive life. So what did you do this year that was positive? What do you have planned or strategized for next year? What are some goals that you have set out? You know, everyone who's successful, we look at it a lot of times as on a monetary standpoint, but a lot of times success is if you complete something or do something positive and you finish it, and you finish it strong. That's a success. And a lot of times we don't encourage our children, if they don't complete it or do something at a level of the standard of ours, then they failed. But if the standard and the position and the promises that God has for them is laid out and they complete it, then it is successful because it will be in the way that God intends for it to be. So everyone can't win, everyone can't be first, and everyone can't be at the top. So we have to make sure that we strive and work towards being as positive about the situation as possible. Somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to come in second. Somebody's going to fall out. Somebody's just, you know, just not going to even give it their a strong effort because they're intimidated. There are different things and ways of looking at every situation. And what level of success are you looking for? So my thing is to just be as positive as possible and represent a positive life. We have, you know, Serena Williams. She's amazing. She's phenomenal with being in tennis. She stays in her lane. She does what she does, and she does it well. I'm pretty sure if she strives to do some other things that she would be very great at it and more than likely successful because she will give her 100. She will be as successful as she desires to be. Gabrielle, she's a tumbler, an amazing tumbler, and she will be as great at other things, I'm sure, because she will give her 100%. So no matter what you do, we have mega churches, pastors and bishops of mega churches and small churches. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. If people are being souls are being saved and people's lives are being changed for the better, you are making a positive impact in their lives. Therefore, you are successful. Because here at So Real, we want you to create that greater lifestyle by changing your status and raising your standards in Christ. We want you to get that positive Christ-like mindset. And it is a mindset. You have to be ready for it. You have to be ready for someone to tell you they're not interested. You have to be willing to hear, that's not what I want to do, I don't have the time. Even when it comes to Christ, especially when it comes to Christ, you will hear, I don't have the time, or my schedule is full, or I've got some things that I need to change. I don't want to give this up. I don't want to give that up. You know, I don't have the money. You know, whatever the case may be, there are excuses for everything. But we want to live that positive life and make an impact and let them know, no matter what it is they're doing and how long they've been doing it, how hard they've been doing it, it's still going to be the success level of which how much effort they put into it, okay? So you can be successful at your job. You've got kids selling Girl Scout cookies. You may have a child that may sell 1,000 boxes, but then you have this one child who sells 100 boxes. It's a challenge because of the maybe the platforms of each child. Everyone doesn't have the same playing field, and that's being honest. That's being real. Her atmosphere, maybe her family members can only buy a box apiece. Maybe somebody at her job, they won't let the parent bring the Girl Scout cookie form up there because someone else that's in a higher position has already gotten it covered. You know, there's different scenarios in which we can look at, and these children are being taught coming out of the womb to be competitive. They put these fundraiser books in their hands at the beginning of school and send them home with these books. Then they tell them, you know, hey, if you sell this many whatevers or this much money, then you'll get this prize. And it's probably something that you could probably go purchase for less than what some of the items are on that fundraising card. But because your child wants to do and be the best that they can be and be successful in that, then you try to sell as many as you can of whatever you can to at least put the child in the running, put him in the game. You know, the child, how to be a salesperson. You teach the child to say, okay, the motive of the purpose of us doing this fundraiser is to raise money for the school, to be able to make the repairs or to get a new gym or maybe get some equipment, you know, whatever the case may be. But let that child know why they're doing what they're doing. This helps them because from day one of school, they are doing fundraisers. So why not create in them to be able to do fundraisers for a positive something, which is your church or nonprofit organization or cause organization, I mean, even for yourself. I mean, this is just something that we need to teach our children. If this is something that the school is doing on a regular basis, people will buy from kids. And I know that today is normally a believer and enhancement, inspiring, inspiration day for Wednesdays and Saturdays. But ladies and gentlemen, we don't have time to waste. I've missed the Empowering Minds a couple of weeks in a row, and I apologize for that, but there are 80 episodes that you can go back and play back and listen to those on Empowering Minds. And you also have 80 or so episodes that you have for Solo with Madeline. And you can always listen to the playbacks, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm prepping for the new year, and it's coming quickly whether we're ready for it or not. And I want to help you and prep you and getting ready to help you to create how you can promote and profit from online as well. And there's online classes, trainings, even with the Blog Talk Show. There's ways that you can create, and you can get your own platform and grow. And if people start to listen to you, then guess what? When you've created an open door to be able to offer whatever it is that you're offering, your sermons, your speeches, your encouragements, your books, maybe you read a summit from your books that you have out there that are for sale. You know, you write a little description, the little synopsis on the back of the book, a little, you know, just a little something about what the book is about, and then get on the air and you talk about the book. But guess what? People don't really like it when you talk about just you. They want to see how they can benefit, what can they get from listening to you. And if they're just getting your book, they can go to Amazon and get audio. They can, you know, read it, go purchase it for $2-3 and read it in their own time when they have the time, if they even want to. So it's not saying that not to do that, but these are options that are out there. There are some people who would prefer people read to them. If you have that voice, pick a book and just tell people, look, you know, for 30 minutes, I'm going to be reading chapters 1 through whatever. If you're interested and you want to be read to, you know, stay tuned to Open Your Ears Radio, whatever it is you want to call it. But make it something that people can contribute to, something positive, okay? This is something positive. Give them some encouragement of some sort. Everybody loves something free. I don't care who they are. They, from the richest person to the poorest person, they all like something. Tell you now, even the people on the street, the paupers, will pay for a meal if they have the money. They'll share their last with anyone, whether you look like you need it or not, because to them, everyone is on the same playing field. To them, if you're hungry, I'm going to feed you. They have the most open heart. And those of us who have, and we have plenty of, we're the ones with the closed fist. We only give people who are in need what we want them to have. We don't really want to bless them abundantly. People who already have that we deem or consider successful, we'll send them checks all day long. We'll send TD Jakes, if he has said we want some money, go dig a well, you'll send them $1,000 check. And if somebody says they have a little girl who, or a little boy or a kid or something that's sick, and I'm not saying not to do this, but ladies and gentlemen, we just consider what we want to consider important when it comes to a cause, okay? When it comes to giving or sharing or even planting a seed, being something positive, you know, we'll give money to people to help them bury somebody. But we have children who are alive and well and healthy, who are wanting to be successful. There's nothing wrong with them as far as health. They're just not in a good position to be able to be prosperous. They're not in a position to learn some things from a corporate perspective. They're not in a position to even evangelize in their eyes simply because of where they come from. They don't feel that they're important because they live in the lower ends of the community, or they, you know, like to get turned off, or maybe they have nothing but two or three pairs of sets of clothing and maybe one pair of shoes. But you know what? They got it better than any of us, because when you live in a world of plenty, you tend to get very selfish and you tend to want more. And so your idea of your level of success is based on what you can get out of someone else, not what you can do for someone. So let's change how we look at things. The people who are wealthy, they can go to restaurants and movie theaters and they can fly, they can stay in hotels and resorts. They get these things for free, and they can afford to stay. They honestly can afford to stay. But because of who they are, they get to stay for free. People who don't have, they get brushed off and kicked away and told them, you know, you don't come here, you're killing my business. Restaurants, you know, we'll let the people come because they're going to bring more people in. This person sat here, this person ate here. But someone who's outside and down on their luck, we don't think twice about giving them a burger or a plate, or maybe buying a plate or something and just giving it to them. We don't want to help people who don't have, and that's a problem in this so-called world of plenty. So, but anyway, I know I have a lot out there that I want you to look at, and I'm going to be editing some of that course. But these are some things that I want to look at for next year that I want to be able to start in helping people to be more productive and let their voices be heard. There are a lot of people out there who just don't have the platform or the know-how to help people, train people, teach people. And so I want to be able to help you do that. And you can do it for absolutely free, ladies and gentlemen. But you got to know how. You just got to know how. I'm Madeline Bass. This is Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Have a blessed day, and Merry Christmas to you, and God bless. You ain't free, but you ain't free.